Hey everyone, Pavel Bowman here. Thank you for tuning in to the PP Podcast. We're going to get to it real quick. First, I want to share a little news for you. Exciting news to me. We are now on Stitcher Radio. That's right, Stitcher Radio. Listen to us on iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone, and you can find it in the app stores for your smartphones or on Stitcher.com. I personally have it. I'm a fan of Stitcher, and I listen to all of my radio there. Really, really do. So check it out. We're there. And also, I want to throw out you a reminder that my album will be out January 24th, 2013. I know it seems like a little ways away, but we're working on that album. We're going to get it out to you. And if you want to hear some tracks now, go to www.pavelbowman.com. There you can listen to some tunes. You can see a music video. You can get one of my tunes for free. You can download it for free. That's right. www.pavelbowman.com. You can talk to me from there. I'm going to be on that site all the time. Check it out. But now we're going to go to the show. I hope you enjoy.
All right. Welcome all you internetters out there to the PB Podcast. This week's special edition is brought to you by Shiner Ruby Redbird, my drink of choice. It's a nice summer seasonal. I will be your host for tonight, Molly Black. And I had the dubious honor of being, joined by Mr. Pavel Bowman.
Hello!
And Guinness, the happiest dog on earth, is sleeping on the floor. So I'm glad he's being quiet.
That's the snoring down. You'll hear a little bit later.
Oh, yeah. Don't you love it when dogs, like, chase shit in their sheets?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, my God, man. And then you start imagining what it is.
Yeah.
You know?
They're like, and you're like, are they chasing something? Or are they being chased?
Right.
And yeah. All that fun stuff. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, I have, like I said earlier, I have the dubious honor of hosting this podcast because it's all about the music. It's
That's
all
right.
about Mr. Bowman's Pavel, music at that.
www.pavelbowman.com.
And when does that album drop?
January 24th, 2013.
Lord. All right. So we figured if you're here, you probably want to know a little bit about Mr. Bowman. So, I don't know. I'll ask you some questions.
Okay.
It's going to be like, I guess, truth or dare, but it's all going to be truth. And I'm going to ask you some questions that
I dare you.
Probably will have nothing to do with music, just to kind of throw you for a loop. So let's see. So far, I mean, how are you doing with podcast business? You know, are you enjoying
the podcast,
it?
I wish we'd have been a little bit more I don't want to call it consistent. We will be more consistent. We will get more consistent. Right when we were about to do this podcast, we planned it out, we scheduled it, and then this hurricane shows up. So unfortunately, we weren't able to do it as soon as possible. But I do know that we've had at least 1,000 listeners.
Holy crap.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not just your mom listening like 1,000 times?
Well, I don't know. Maybe. But it's very possible. But I think there's 1,000, you know, at least 1,000 listeners. And, I guess to a degree, I'm really surprised.
Well, good.
Really surprised. Now, a lot of those listeners, in fairness, come from Stitcher Radio.
Yeah.
Stitcher Radio allows for people to find us, I think, a lot more easily than maybe iTunes or Podomatic, which is where we source from. But needless to say, 1,000 listeners is pretty good.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I know you love that Stitcher.
I listen to it all. That's, you know, I don't listen to radio anymore. I'll be honest with you. I listen to Stitcher. And if you don't have Stitcher, it's in what Stitcher is. It's an app for your iPhone or Android phone. And you can pick up all kinds of shows off of it, like the PP Podcast. And from there, I just kind of connected to my car.
Yeah,
and I listen to all of my radio there. And I mean, it's mostly
true.
Talk, you know, it's mostly talk, but I like talk, you know, I like music too. And I got CDs for those, but I keep up with a lot of news that way.
I don't know. It's a great way for you to get your music out there. But I mean, I know you've also been a musician, songwriter for many, many years. How long have you been writing songs and doing your own music?
I have been writing songs longer than I've known you, Molly. Longer than a lot of people that I know now. I've been writing for, let me do the math here, at least 15 years. At least 15 years. I've been recording as soon as I was able to write or actually play. Matter of fact, truth be told, I wasn't when I picked up the guitar, I didn't learn it. I wrote two songs before I learned one. And I recommend that for anybody who wants to learn guitar. I wrote two songs before I learned one. And because I figured, well, no one's going to know the damn difference if I was to write, you know, just playing my own tunes, whether or not I was messing up or not.
Yeah.
But I ended up learning one song. And of course, the first song I learned was Smells Like Teen Spirit. It was easy enough to play. I was and am still a big Nirvana fan. And
so, I mean, if you've been playing music and writing your own songs for that long, why now all of a sudden do you feel the need to, you know, share your music and put your music out there for a more public audience?
Well, when I write music, it's personal. You know, when I don't say I write music, it more or less music just kind of comes out, and it's more or less, you know, my journal, and it's personal. I mean, songs that I play come from somewhere, and I would hope that, you know, that people who listen to it pick up on that and can relate to it. And it wasn't until recently that, well, I say recently, I've been working on this, I guess, for about a year, getting to this point, that I decided that, you know, now is the time to release it. Let people, it's not like I wasn't playing these songs in public. I was playing these songs at a local pub here and there. I actually ended up hosting an open mic night, and I've been playing for years live, but finally I just decided, let's do this thing.
Yeah.
And what made me decide, well, it's just something different, something new, and I want to share it with people.
All right. Well, I know one of those songs that you want to share right now is Well Put Together.
Yep.
Now, I know that song has, I don't say a special meaning for me, it's just one of my, you know, probably my favorite song of yours. What was your inspiration for this song? I mean, it just seems like it's so, I don't say heartfelt, but it's like you said, it is very personal. It's got strong emotions tied to it.
Yeah.
Was there any specific event or person in your life that, I guess, inspired Well Put Together?
Well, no one in particular inspired it, but I specifically remember sitting on my floor with my acoustic guitar, and this was about 2005, so I guess about 7 years ago, and kind of being at a fork in my road of life, and I was just strumming. I literally was just strumming the guitar and starting to speak out loud, and some lines came to me. You know, I'm a well put together mess, you know, just talking to myself.
Yeah.
You know, I guess I'm a little bit under stress. And the way I write tunes is that I don't really write anything down, I repeat them. Like, once I have a couple lines, I'll keep repeating them and commit them to memory. And I'll build on top of that. And I figure to myself, if I remember these words, if I remember this music, then it's worth keeping.
Yeah.
And that's literally how I do it. I don't just write to paper and then add melody, or write some melody and write to paper. I literally build it by memory, simply because that's how I'm feeling now. And it releases through the guitar. So that tune's about me figuring out what's next. Yeah. And why, you know, what the hell, you know, and realization that tomorrow will come, you better conquer it.
Yeah.
You better conquer it.
All right. Well, let's give that one a listen. And here we are with Well Put Together by Mr. Pavel Bowman.
I am a well-put-together mess. I guess I'm a little bit under stress. They say this is dysfunctional success. That would be my guess. I'd wanna go, well, I'm sure I'll be shown. I think the world's just a little too old. I bet I can show you a thing or two. Is there anything you won't do? This is a chance for me to be more than I have ever been before.
All right, so that's a little bit of Well Put Together mess, and you know, like I said, you could tell it was just me trying to figure out what's, you know, what's next, and you know, how I can continue with it, if you want to find that tune, it is available on my website and on Facebook. I have a Facebook page, www.facebook.com/Pavel Bowman Music.
All right.
There you go.
Well, cool. Cool. Now, one of your good friends asked me to kind of get some background information on another song of yours. It's one of your friend's favorite songs. I know, I understand you've been playing it for many years, and that is Best Times. Mm-hmm. Now, this particular friend told me that that song has a very special meaning to y'all's group of friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going to call them out by name, but you know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
You care to elaborate on that? I mean, why is that song so important to you and your group of friends?
Okay. We mentioned this song and actually this person last podcast. And that song is about someone leaving. And she was very young. She was 17 or 18. She just graduated high school. And, I mean, she was ready to go somewhere and do something.
Just chomping at the bit, ready to get out of South Louisiana.
Yeah, and she ended up going up to Austin. And you know, Austin's not a small city.
No.
You know.
Great music scene, though.
Great music scene. And she literally just had a duffel bag and left. And, you know, small girl, big world, and she took it on. Well, before she left, like literally within a couple of days, I was thinking about her. And or thinking about just what we had. Not me and her, but me and our, I guess you can call it, clique. And me and my group of friends, but she inspired that tune, and realized how lucky I was to have this connection to these people. But it's focused in on one person. So let's play a little bit of that tune as well, and let you hear a little bit of that. And I'm hoping you could tell where I was coming from with it.
All right. Well then, turn your radio up, turn your speakers up, I guess not radio, but turn your speakers up, and you're going to listen to Best Times, and this one's dedicated to Stacy. I think it summarizes a lot about, you know, the connection you have with friends, especially those friends that you've been through a lot with and you, you know, hope to stay in touch. And I know that, I mean, y'all are still teenagers back then, you know, and you're coming around and realizing who you are and trying to find yourself and trying to make your mark in the world. And it's kind of a big deal, you know.
Yeah.
And I know you said that, you know, Stacy's a very good friend of yours. And that song was pretty much inspired by, you know, what y'all all were going through and her her spirit and her adventures. Have you ever written any love songs for that special someone? Is there a, you know, Mrs. Bowman that you've ever written love songs for?
Yeah, but they're more like breakup songs.
Oh, man.
I've never been really good at love songs. There's always been a conflict in my tunes when it comes to the opposite sex, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, but I could chalk that up too. I mean, especially when you hear some of your songs and you just think about how young you were. You're still a teenager during some of these songs and you had that teenage angst.
Yes.
You know, that always, that angst is always, it's overshadow all your music from that point of time. Which I guess back then, you know, who was your favorite band back then?
By the time I started music, truth be told, I say by the time, it had been and was Nirvana.
Yeah, you know? And you can almost hear that. You hear that influence in your songs, you know. Would you say that Nirvana and Kurt Cobain and Dave Grohl, that whole band, and them changing, you know, they ushered in a new genre of music. You know, our generation was great, had the great advantage of seeing grunge and alternative, you know, be born and bloom and flower. And it was, you know, remember back then, that music scene just bled into, you know, society's mentality, especially the younger teenage mentality, the way we dress, the way we view the world, you know, and it did have a lot of angst, you know. And we thought everybody sucked and everything sucked and the world sucked and Seattle was the place to be, you know, and shit like that. So, I mean, I do see a lot of Nirvana influence with that angst, but also a passion. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like, this sucks. It's, motherfuck, this sucks. You know, I mean, it was that passion, that angst, you know.
Well, you know, I can safely say, you know, Nirvana was an influence. I can safely say Radiohead was an influence. I can safely say...
Wait, Radiohead?
Yes, absolutely. Okay Computer is one of the greatest albums of all time, I think.
Okay, thank God you didn't know, because I'm a huge Radio fan.
I know you are.
Radiohead fan. You know, I love them. I will have Tom York's baby any day of the week. And that's saying a lot, because I don't want babies. But I'm so glad you didn't say Creep inspired you. You
know, no.
Because most people, that was the only song they were kind of known for.
Right. Well, and, you know, and it's not like, you know, that song, I mean, that album, that whole Pablo Honey and then the Bends weren't influential in their own right. Because, you know, everything comes in succession. But then OK Computer came out. And that's when songs like Into Your Dreams, which I just played the very beginning of. Actually, truth be told, you asked me what was the big band. It was Nirvana. But you know what? Truth is that at the time, OK Computer came out in 97.
Yeah.
And that's when I really began writing music. So if you look at that song like I played the last podcast, my very first recording was Into Your Dreams. That's based on the idea, based on my, you know, desire to want to, you know, write tunes kind of like Radiohead, you know?
Yeah.
OK Computer was such a great album.
Yeah. And Radiohead, I mean, they do wonderful things with music. And I love that it's a band that's been around for a long time, that they're musically adventurous. They're always trying new things. Mm-hmm. And I think it's great that they have their own sound. However, every album sounds completely different from the last one. It's almost like they're always reinventing themselves, you know, which I think is great. And they're always pushing that envelope. And that's probably one of the main reasons that they are one of my favorite bands of all time.
Rightfully so, because they got some...
But, well, okay, let's, well, talking about Radiohead and that genre of music, I mean, your next song, the next one we'll take a listen to is Libra and Attraction. And that's got some passion behind it.
Mm-hmm.
It's got some pushing the envelope moments.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to give it a listen?
Yeah, let's listen to it.
All right, here we go. Libra and Attraction by Pavel Bowman.
Beautiful, a beautiful thing to see, but
You know that song, I'll tell you what that song was about. First off, the name Librian Attraction came from, I was actually on one of those open mic nights, and I said, I don't have a name for this song yet, and I kind of yelled it out to the crowd. So I say, you guys tell me at the end of this tune what to name it. I'm a Libra, and a friend of mine, a good friend of mine, she's also a Libra, and you know, I played that tune, and she just yelled it out. You know, Librian Attraction. It was a bunch of names, but she yelled out Librian Attraction. I said, that's it. You know, that's it. So that tune's, I wanted to create, like, the perfect... I wrote that song shortly after Katrina, actually. I mean, I was still living in South Louisiana, and I was bunking with a friend of mine, because my home ended up... I lost my home in Katrina. And, it was early, early morning, actually. I woke up early.
Yeah.
And I just, I started thinking about a night before, two nights before, and there was this cute girl, and I wanted to talk to her, and never did. So, but I imagine what it could be like to have that encounter, and that is what that tune's about, that perfect encounter.
Yeah.
Or what that encounter, at least, would have been like if I had my way.
Yeah. And you can almost, now that you say that, you can, if you go back and listen to it with that thought in mind, you can almost hear that. You can feel that back and forth, you know, that little bit of flirtiness and catching her eye and maybe sending over a drink and going and introducing yourself. It's almost like a dance of sorts, you know, the back and forth between the guy and the girl, and he wants it and she's not sure. And like, he's got to kind of win her over. I mean, I think you can feel that, you know, you can see that in the song, now that you've explained it, you know, go back and listen to it again with just that idea in mind, you know, that see a cute girl in a bar and you want to make that first move, not quite sure, and it's that buildup of excitement and hesitation and nervousness, you know, and what if I fuck this up and look like an ass? There's plenty more girls at that bar, you know, that's never a problem.
And if y'all do
want to... But you should have gone and talked to her.
Well, that's true. Maybe I should have. But if y'all do want to hear that song again in its entirety, you can find it again at www.pavelbowman.com or on Facebook, www.facebook.com/Pavel Bowman Music. Look, this song has a music video as well.
Yeah, I was about to ask you that. I know you put a video out there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Did you enjoy doing that video? Are you going to do any more?
Yeah, I do plan on doing more music videos. And that specific music video was a lot of fun. She was a really sweet gal. And I decided whenever we were going to do it that I wasn't going to be in it. I didn't want to be in it. I wanted to have all the focus. I wanted the person listening to the song and watching the video to be in the moment.
Yeah.
So I didn't want them. I didn't want the viewers or / listeners to witness the interaction between two people. I wanted them to be me.
One of those two people.
Yes.
Okay.
And that I think that video captured that perfectly. You know, I really do. So check it out again. It's on the website and it's YouTubed and it's Facebook.
Are you gonna be doing any more videos in the future?
Yes.
Same girl. She was pretty cute.
She was cute. if she's available, sure. If it calls for it, sure. But I don't know.
You have any ideas in mind? Maybe which song you want to put to video next?
I wouldn't mind putting Well Put Together into a music video. Or I got a couple songs that I've yet to release that I wouldn't mind putting to a video. But, you know, time will tell.
All right.
Time will tell. We got an album to put out.
Yeah,
and I'm in the middle of recording that right now.
And also, that's another thing is you're a one man show, right? You do everything.
Yeah, I kind of took the initiative that Dave Grohl took on Foo Fighters.
Fucking I love him. I'd have his babies too.
Color and Shape. If you don't know, for the Foo Fighters, he did all that stuff. Dave Grohl is that one man show, you know.
That's amazing.
Now he's more of he's got the band with him, and
yeah.
But he built that band based around his music, and he recorded all that music himself.
Thank you, Dave.
Love you, Dave. Foo Fighters are great.
So would you consider him like one of your musical role models?
Yes.
Is that somebody that you definitely look up to?
I am a big fan of his music. I don't know if I'd say I'm inspired by him because I think he's a great writer and all that jazz, but I'm definitely a fan. Definitely a fan of Foo Fighters.
So, let's see. What's your favorite song of all time? Favorite song of all time. Stuck on a Desert Island. You had, like, say one CD you could listen to for the rest of your life. What would it be, or what song would it be?
Well, you know, right now, because that changes. If you to ask me this question 10 years ago, I would have to say, you know, maybe Blink 182, you know,
yeah.
I would have or a Blink 182 album or a Radiohead album. Yeah. You know what, truth be told, probably still OK Computer.
Yeah.
Because I don't get tired of that. That's so much sound. It's so intricate. And okay, so let's say if it was now, now that I know all the music out there, Jason Mraz had a live album that was really good. It was his first live album.
Yeah.
It was really, really good. I like Smashing Pumpkins, Melancholy and Infinite Sadness. That's a lot of music, and it was all pretty darn good as well. Of course, Nirvana, never mind. Or for that matter, Incesticide or Unplug. Anything Nirvana.
Anything, yeah.
Blink 182. Jeez, all those. I have multiple influences. I can see different genres. And any of that stuff would do me good. Just pick one of those and send me on a desert island. I'd be happy.
All right. Well, and then speaking of all those musical influence, are there any big-time musicians out there that you would love to just maybe spend an afternoon with or even collaborate with? You know, maybe work on a song or an album with?
Yeah, yes. But I'll put it to you this way. If I had an acoustic guitar and that was my instrument, I would pick Jason Mraz. All right.
I know. I'm not a fan.
I know you're not a fan.
I'm more of a Jack Johnson fan.
I know. But if I had just acoustic, I would definitely pick Jason Mraz.
Okay.
But if I had an electric, I think I would choose. It would be hard to choose between Tom York and Dave Grohl.
Well, if you ever
or Tom DeLonge. Is that Tom DeLonge?
Who is that?
Blink-182's guitars.
Another band / musical talent I'm not all familiar with.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, if you ever get a chance to work with Dave Grohl or Tom York, you better fucking let me know.
Okay.
Or I will stab you in the eye and chop off your fingers and mail them to your mama.
Let's invite him out. Dave Grohl and Tom York. Call me.
Or call me. Oh, Lord.
Okay, all right.
And speaking of big musicians like that, mm-hmm. you know, those are people you could see that weren't mainstream, I guess, in the beginning. They had to work hard for what they got. Mm-hmm. Would you ever want to be a big act like that? Do you ever want to go big?
You know, honest to goodness, I'm not one who really seeks fame. I'm not looking for that notoriety. I'm looking just to share, and truth be told, is that I really want to be connected to those who appreciate my music, so that I can help them promote as well. You know, in this day and age of social media, it's easy to be connected with your fans.
Yeah.
Now, granted, if you're Dave Grohl, if you're Tom York, you got 10 or Coldplay. God, we haven't even mentioned Coldplay. I'm a big fan of Coldplay too. But if you're those guys, you can't keep up with them by yourself. Not to say I don't want 10 million fans. It would be great. But yeah. I would like to have like an open door policy with them.
Okay.
You know, with my fans.
10 million. Wow, that's a lot of doors.
Yeah. But it's true. I want to be connected, and I want to help them promote themselves, because every fan I have has helped promote me.
Yeah.
So that's what I want. You know, okay. I invite everyone listening out there who enjoy my music to let me know you enjoy your music and like me on the Facebook and say Hayden and Pavel Bowman, and then give me whatever you're into. I read that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and I like finding out about people. I like people. We people watch, me and you.
We do.
So that's what I want. I want to be able to share my music, and in turn have people share with me, so in turn I can share that to those.
And I know you've been real excited about your Twitter followers.
Yeah.
Which I think is hilarious, because you are somewhat, you know, in your personal life, you don't keep up with, like, your Facebook page that much, mm-hmm. and you never had a Twitter page before you right. decided to go out with this project. So right. I know you're pretty proud of it. And y'all listen, every time he gets like a new fan or a new like, I mean, it's constantly, I'm getting texts from him or he's calling me, or that's the subject of our next big conversation is, oh my God, I have a friend in Australia. I have a friend in New Zealand. You know, I have a friend over in Russia.
I appreciate all of my fans, man.
He's so excited, you know, and I think it's great, you know, whether it was one person in Russia or 100 people worldwide, he is just as excited.
Yeah.
Especially with the Twitter, and he's like, oh, I got so many friends on Twitter now, and, you know, which is great because he doesn't have that many in real life. So we really appreciate it.
Yeah, whatever. I want to say hey to some friends on Twitter.
Oh, here we go. Shout out.
I'm going to give some shout outs out there. Hey, Nicola, I want to say hey to you because you have been great to read. she's got some quirky little...
Look, he and I started having this argument over how to pronounce the name. So we kind of have a bet going on. I want to know. I think it's Nicola.
That's what she has here.
And he says it's Nicola. Is that how you pronounce?
I think it's Nicola.
I think it's Nicola.
Nicola.
Either way, it's a pretty damn cute name.
It's a cute name, and her tag is at Nicola Young _. She's fun to read, y'all. She really is, so check her out. Check her out. And the next we have, I also want to give a shout out to Ashley. Ashley's at O-H-L-E online. Oh, 09. So I guess it's Oli 09? Is that what that says? Oli 09? At Oli 09?
Okay, sure. Or Oleon Ein.
Yeah, Oleo 9. Yeah, that could be it. At O-H-L-E.
Let me see your picture.
O-9.
She's another cute one. Why you got a lot of cute little, I say little girls, not just little girls, but you got a lot of cute girls.
All right, I'm going to bring up a dude now. I want to say hey
too. He better be cute too.
I don't know. You can't tell. You can't see all of his face. Dave Howlett. Hello, Dave. Dave has
serious eyes.
Yeah,
Dave has serious eyes.
Dave is at it's at RHB Dave Howlett, and he's got a little group you can check out too. I do want to say hey to one more person if I can find it here.
All these new friends.
I know, right? I want to say hey to Carolyn Wolf. Hello, Carolyn Wolf at Someday Maybe 22.
Ah.
Yeah, someday.
Maybe. She's got pretty hair.
So that is my...
Those are his Twitter fans.
There's some Twitter people there.
I'm so glad y'all are Twitter friends.
Yeah, I got Twitter fans. There's a lot of more y'all out there. Hit me up and I'll give you a shout out. Follow me on Twitter at PavelBowman.com. I want more Twitter fans. I want as many Twitter fans as Katy Perry.
Oh, Lord. You got to get those false eyelashes she's got and dye your
hair. That's
what's
doing it for, isn't it?
Yes, the false eyelashes. Right. That's really doing it for
right,
Katy Perry.
Right.
Sorry, you know me. I'm more of a Zooey Deschanel fan.
Zooey's great. That show New Girl's great, too.
Yes, we like New Girl. We really do. Mm-hmm. Well, I feel like this podcast has kind of, you know, reached its point.
Okay.
It's reached its climax. Ah, that's what she said.
Yuck, knock.
Yuck. So without, you know, torturing you guys any longer, kind of feel like this one went over a little bit because we had so much to catch up on.
Yeah, there was a lot.
It was kind of a good bit. But we're going to try and get back, you know, on track, consistent programming and podcast. Maybe next time we'll have Guinness host it, which would be awesome.
It would be awesome. He's so shy.
No, he is not. He's handsome. He's cute. But I think we're going to wrap it up for tonight, and mm-hmm. hopefully we'll be back in about a week with another new podcast.
Fun?
Yes.
Yes.
And I guess we will leave you with another one of Mr. Bowman's awesome songs. This one is called Seasonal Mischief.
Yes.
I hope you enjoy it. Any words on this tune?
Yeah, this song's got no words. It's got no words, and it's not going to be on the album.
Oh.
It's not going to be on the album, so you got a little bit of exclusive thing here.
B-side.
That's right. This is going to be an acoustic song, and basically what the song, I wanted to write a tune with no words, but it can carry its own story. So this song's okay. got a bit of a story to it, based just on the music, and kind of like a movie.
Yeah.
You know, I hope y'all follow it. I hope y'all can get it. So let me go ahead and get this going.
All right. Well, you guys enjoy Seasonal Mischief, and we'll see you on the flip side.
Thank you, Molly.
You're welcome. Thank you for allowing me to interview you, you pig-headed,
whatever,
egotistical...
Whatever, woman. Let's go ahead and play this.
Enjoy, guys.
Thank you, everybody.